Ready? The Story Storm Podcast with Andy Lamb and Emily Nemeth.
I'm Emily Nemeth, and welcome to the next Story Storm Podcast with Player Layer.
Thanks, Emily. Shortly, we'll hear from the absolutely wonderful Sonia McClormer. But first, Yaz has been telling us about her fitness sessions she's been running online.
Yeah, so the Instagram live HIIT workouts are keeping me occupied at the moment, which is great. So on a Wednesday morning and on a Saturday morning, I do like these netball HIIT live workouts, which incorporate lots of different things like strength, cardio, a bit of core work as well, and then this week I've tried to include a netball, so it makes it more netball realistic for those young netballers, or some of my teammates have been joining in as well, which has been great. So yeah, that's been keeping me occupied at the moment. And then luckily I've had sessions through from Katie, our SNC at England, and also obviously Tom at Surrey Storm, so they've been kind of like put into my schedule to help me maintain a routine during this isolation period, because obviously it's very difficult going straight into lockdown and then not having that regular routine, whereas I usually would be up and teaching and then obviously fitting in my training around that, and then also traveling to Surrey Storm as well. So yeah, it's been very different. And then obviously as well, I am still teaching, so college students are using online resources to keep themselves going, so I've been setting up Google Classrooms and online virtual lessons as well, just to keep them ticking over for obviously their exams potentially next year. So yeah, it's been keeping me busy.
Obviously key worker as well, but I suppose little realistically has changed, obviously just moving it online.
Yeah, so just everything's been moved to online really, so with the teaching. And then yeah, luckily we've got this program called Google Classroom, so that's really helped. And now I think everyone's now established Zoom and Teams and house parties. There's lots of meetings going on all virtually now.
Obviously the workouts as well, not only is it giving you something to look forward to, but maybe the fans of the team and fans of England as well.
Yeah, I've actually had some really positive feedback regarding the live workouts, which has been really lovely. And I do have a few regulars that are always tuning in on a Wednesday and a Saturday. So yeah, like really positive feedback, even from some parents who have said, thanks Yaz for keeping my daughter motivated during this time. So I've just loved it, and I was really overwhelmed actually by some of the comments that young girls have given me, and also teammates have been saying, Yaz, what you've been doing has been great, it's really inspirational and motivating, and that just really uplifts you, especially during isolation where everyone's just feeling a bit down at the moment and a bit out of sorts because they're not really sure what the next move is or when lockdown's going to finish. So it just keeps me going. So as much as they're enjoying the workouts, I'm absolutely loving it as well. Going live with these aspiring netballers, or even just like some of them are normal people that just want to get fit during this time as well. So my workouts kind of cater to everyone really who wants to tune in.
Yeah, that's the thing about it. It's just getting those people involved and knowing that you're doing something like this during this time. But given the fact there are some serious tunes on there, I think you and I need to get in touch about sorting out a playlist.
Oh yeah, no, definitely, that'd be great. Yeah. That'd be awesome, just to keep the upbeat going and obviously to get everyone pumped and psyched up for the workout. So yeah, any tunes would be great.
And you got a new Mizuno delivery recently as well, so that's going to put a smile on your face any day of the week.
Oh, 100%. Massive thanks to Mizuno. They sent me some brand new running trainers, which are like a really nice, bright, minty green, which is my favourite. I love bright colours. And then they sent me a load of running kit as well. So like training tops, leggings, shorts, which obviously all help at this time just to receive a nice parcel like that, just to keep you motivated.
Not just
and
kit,
look
though.
Good.
Yeah, you got some Jaffas in the post. That was a bit of an amazing challenge, but wow, you did so well on that.
Oh, right. So I had no idea. This gentleman turned up at my door and he was like, is your name Yasmin? And I was like, yes. And he was like, I've got some oranges for you. And the poor guy had like driven from Cambridge just to like deliver these oranges to me. And I was like, oh my goodness, I'm so sorry. And he was like, oh, it doesn't matter, you know, I just get paid to deliver, whatever. And so sent England Netball a message saying, oh, please can you thank Jaffa for the oranges, because I didn't know if it was just like to keep us going, obviously to keep our immune system up and to, you know, and vitamin D and stuff. And then the sponsorship team were like, oh yeah, can you make a orange starter, orange main, an orange dessert as a challenge? My gosh, I had to go and do some research because I've never used oranges before in a recipe like a starter or a main. I've used them in, obviously, desserts, but never in a starter or a main. So I did have to go and do some research on that. But again, that kept me really occupied researching and baking and cooking in the kitchen. But luckily, my other half was loving it because he had like a whole three-course meal to enjoy, which is nice.
And nice and healthy as well. You mentioned England there. What have you been doing keeping in touch as a team from a national point of view?
Oh, it's been really good. So on Fridays, we do this Zoom workout, so online HIIT session. And it's just really, really good because obviously all the girls are on the screen. You've got Jeeva Mentor and Stacey, who are abroad, who also get involved. And obviously theirs is in the evening and ours is in the morning. But it's great because you get to see all the girls and what we're up to. And we get to have a little catch up and also work very hard. Like, Katie does not go easy. She's quite ruthless on the workouts. So I'm absolutely knackered off them. And then Katie also runs Zoom sessions during the week to keep us going, doing weights and stuff together, so we can, again, she can focus and look at our techniques and we can hone in with each other and check in each other as well. But yeah, no, Katie's been awesome. Jess has obviously been awesome as well, sending us wall work sessions to do as well, so we're keeping on top of our skills. But yeah, the whole England Netball scene have been really helpful in terms of maintaining our strength, our core and our ability in netball, really.
We've heard Storm as well on a club level are doing quizzes, although we'll let Niamh off because she had a bit of a stinker last week, didn't she?
Yeah. Oh god, yeah. Mickey's been absolutely fantastic. You know, she's been, I don't know how she does it, kudos to her, by doing the quiz master every Friday and making it really hard and interesting. Like, one week I was doing it on my own, I really struggled, and then luckily my other half came in on the last question and she was like, oh, sorry guys, I won't make it as hard next time. But she's like done great. She's been keeping us going, and again, like, you get to see everyone in that environment still doing a Friday night quiz, which is lovely. And it's good to catch up with the girls as well, because Mickey's really good as well in setting up Zooms on Wednesday for us to all just catch up and see how we're doing during these times as well. And it's good to, you know, like, see people like Niamh and Jess who are working behind the scenes in the NHS and just checking in with them as well. So it is nice.
And it doesn't matter whether or not it's Super League, but obviously clubs on a local level, it's just about that connection with everybody else in this time.
Yeah, obviously, yeah, it's really hard for everyone who's involved in sport, you know, even at the grassroots levels, who, you know, really interested, are aspiring to be netballers and just love being in that environment, training with their friends and stuff. And yeah, it's very, very difficult. So hopefully by them seeing, you know, their role models or whoever they aspire to be doing these Zoom catch-ups or Zoom workouts, that they can then encourage their local clubs to do as well. And I've seen and been involved in a lot of pass the ball around the world with some clubs as well, which has been fantastic. And just my own club, Weston Park Blades, have been doing lots of challenges for those young girls. You know, they put up Joe Harton shooting challenge and some TikTok challenges, it just to keep them going as well.
Well, I'll email you the music answers for next Friday's quiz. Cause,
oh, yes, please. That'd be great. I need to be ahead. I need some bonus points.
And in the meantime, maybe just a quick message to fans of you, fans of Storm, fans of England, just stay in there. It's about being safe in the meantime.
Yeah, so just to all those lovely fans out there at this time, I know it's really unsettling and perhaps overwhelming as well, but just to listen to, obviously, government advice and to stay safe and enjoy what you can. Enjoy doing workouts, enjoy doing different things. So it could be reading, cycling. I love trying something new, so getting into the kitchen and cooking and baking again has really kept me going during these times. But just to keep smiling, keep motivated. And I think my main thing is always have a routine of your week, so you know in what you're doing each day and you can tick it off, and just set yourself like a new challenge. So at the end of this lockdown, you can come out of this and say, oh, I've achieved something new or something you want to share with everyone. But yeah, just keep going, keep smiling and stay positive, because we will get through this.
And where can we find out more about the workouts on your Insta?
Yeah, so on my Yaz_health and fitness, my workouts are all on there. And if you miss any, it's absolutely fine, because if you just click on my Instagram TV, they're all on there as well. So you can do them whenever you need to in your own time.
Cheers, Yaz.
Hi, it's Mickey Austin here, and you're listening to the Surrey Storm podcast with Blurla.
Thanks again to Yaz there. Remember, great advice. And there's a new fitness session every Wednesday and at the weekend too. And I don't know about you, Emily, but I'm wearing a suit today because we are speaking to Storm royalty.
Netball royalty.
I am utterly delighted to speak to you.
Hi, Andy. Great to be back with you guys.
Emily, tell me about the time when a fresh-faced Sonia first got involved with the side.
You got to remember, Sonia's like part of the foundations of Storm. You know, she was one of the ones that was hugely invested at the start, coming across from Hurricanes, and really, I would say, tribute to the attitude and the ethos that's still there now. It's all about hard work. It's all about putting your money where your mouth is. And, you know, she's the epitome of that, you know, practicing what you preach.
Sonia, we spoke to Jeeve. She said you were one of the main reasons she joined. You only paid nationally together at this point, hadn't you?
Yeah, I remember when we moved across and Surrey Storm was being formed and we were in talks, and, you know, me and Jeeve had been playing at England together for many years leading up to that, and we'd never actually played club together. And, you know, I threw the idea out to her and I was like, come across to Storm, it'd be worth it, it'd be fun. You know, we knew we were going to, you know, end up hopefully playing in the ANZ overseas soon, so we felt that it was good both for our careers and both for, and also for our friendship, I guess, to move and make the move to Surrey Storm. And, you know, we've never looked back, and, you know, we still talk about the fact that we actually got to play at least a club season together, which I think was special. And, you know, Jeeva's a great player, and both internationally and, you know, really valued, so having the opportunity has been amazing.
The league setup, though, was completely different in those days, wasn't it?
Yes.
Just the sheer fact that the number of quality players have gone through Storm speaks for itself.
Yeah, definitely. You know, I remember that first season I had, you know, it was myself, it was Rachel Dunn, it was Tamsin Greenway, it was Jeeva Mentor, you know, and the fact that all of us as England players could, you know, come together in one group and help to push the franchise and, you know, stamp its, I guess, just stamp its authority down the Super League and say, hey, we're here and we're here to compete, has been amazing. And, you know, from then, obviously with that, brought players coming through fresh and young and, you know, want to be a part of the Storm family. So, you know, for myself, I'm glad that we were able to have that effect and that impact and help to grow the Storm brand.
If you look at people like Hannah Reid as well, like Hannah being essentially the next defender in line behind, I mean, who would you rather be behind? You know, you'd be able to learn from people like Sonia and Jeeva each week, and look where she is now. Like, arguably one of the better defenders, if not the best defender in the league.
Yeah, and that's what it's all about. And it's about developing talent. It's about, you know, showing the up-and-coming netballers and sharing our skills. And, you know, for me, that was always part of my journey. And I always had the girls to look up to, whether it be through Middlesex netball or through the England system. So it was always important that we, you know, you share your knowledge and your knowledge of the game and little things to help the up-and-coming netballers, to help them to flourish and, you know, be the best they can be also.
What do you remember most about the league at that time?
Oh, I just remember there was a lot of restructuring, and I don't know, it was exciting. I think it had that, the way Surrey Storm had introduced itself, the brand and the media, and, you know, the crowds had started to come in and appreciate the sport, and players were being recognised for what they were doing, and the support was there for the club. So it was a very exciting time, and I loved it. And I just thought, I knew that was definitely a change for netball in the UK and how they were doing the Super League and how they were starting to structure it and how, you know, they were moving towards a more professional league. And this was all the beginning and the build-up of it. So, yeah, that was exciting.
we saw it being duped a few years later with the formation of Wasps as well, but obviously just the growth over the last couple of years especially, it's going from strength to strength at the minute, which is really good to see.
Yeah, it has. You know, like, obviously now they've got the London Pulse, which, you know, so the fact that they're able to do that, it's opening up opportunities for so many young netballers, you know, across the country and across different regions where, you know, sometimes they wouldn't be able or easily be able to access a club and get to the training. So
this is what I was saying the other day to someone, is that the opportunities that the franchise, with the way the pathway works now, is previously, if you didn't make it into regional academy, or what was regional academy, your journey was done. Whereas now, these girls are getting those playing opportunities, getting to belong to the franchise from under-15s at school games all the way through 17s into NPL. And then, you know, it, their journey's prolonged, the opportunities are there. Because some of these kids, they won't develop, you know, like Jeeva playing England at 16. That's a complete anomaly. So yeah, to give these opportunities to girls that might develop a bit later, you know, it is absolutely flying.
Is it something that you take from your time at Storm, Sonia?
I think definitely the people, you know. I remember just going to Storm and just enjoying every game. I think we went through the rounds, you know, undefeated. And I think for me, I actually just enjoyed netball again. You know, you're playing with your friends. We literally were about having fun, and we had fun. And I think within that, you know, the training sessions were there, and the support staff facilitated that environment, which I think is always important, because you have to always remember what made you start playing netball in the beginning. You know, who was that little girl that used to go out and, you know, in the school on the netball courts, you know, during their school practices, or, you know, shooting in a hoops out in the local park and stuff like that. So it kind of, for me, it was about enjoying the sport and that passion, and thinking, why did I start to play in the beginning? And you forget about those things sometimes along your journey. And you know, as you get caught in the high end of the sport and the professionalism of it, and you have to always remember what made you play in the beginning, and it just keeps you grounded and it just keeps you enjoying what you're doing.
I was going to say, I was thinking back, Son, do you remember that first team building we did, and Sky came and filled us rowing at Dorney Lake?
There's a story here, go on.
I know, I'm seeing where this is going too.
Well, maybe Sonia can tell the story of what happened when we went to Dorney Lake.
No, go ahead, Emily, go ahead.
Anyway, it's just, even just doing that, like, you've got to remember, back in the day at Storm, we had Jason Harborough pushing it as a professional, you know, he'd come through the Common Games, he'd come through professional sport. We had Tracy Pinder running all the media, so having Sky there was incredible. And being able to access, you know, a rowing facility like Dorney Lake, which was obviously prepping for the 2012 Olympics. And we were really, really lucky to be able to go out on really, really, really expensive boats. It would have been a tragedy if anyone accidentally rammed it into the side of the dock.
I don't think that was me.
No, I don't. In all fairness, I don't think we ever got down to who it was. But either way, I mean, they were just trying to poach our players. That's my memory of that day. It was like eyeing up Hannah Reid, going, "How tall are you? Have you ever rowed before?"
Oh my God, definitely.
But what a pity. None of us know anybody at Sky to try and find the tape.
Oh my God, can you imagine if that got
I bet.
That?
I do not. Tracy Pinder would be worth a shout. She'd probably know still.
But it's just things like that and the team bonding that are going to be there. And any other nice little memories that you'll take?
I still have pictures, you know. It's so funny, like, mine are my photos, and we still have a laugh. And it's just seeing the girls, like, we're still all close and good friends now. And I think that's what it's about. And I think that memory of friendship and, you know, creating a family within a family has been amazing. And, you know, you go to some netball clubs and you don't even remember people's names. And I think the fact that we were able to come together as a group and we're still good friends nearly over 10 years later has been important, has been really important. And the fact that everybody's going on and, you know, everyone's netball career has taken its different turns, but that friendship and stuff still there, and that fact that we can still speak to each other and have and reminisce about our journeys, I think is just so important.
It's funny, one of the new signings at Storm this year was saying that her opinion of Storm was always that it was a bit of a cult, which I found hilarious. I was like, why did you say that? And she was like, well, it's just everyone always just seems to like each other and there never seems to be any issues, and everyone just always says they had a really good time, irrelevant of where they've ended up. I was like, that's just how it is. There's no cult involved. It's just a really nice training environment.
Yeah, and I think I agree. I think it was just that. I just think all of us just appreciated what everybody was doing, and there wasn't no pressure. And, it was just about the netball. And, you know, it's nice to be in a playing environment where you can, and the netball court at training, it's all about netball. When you leave, you can just be friends and have normal conversations about, you know, life issues and work and, you know, social stuff. And the fact that we were able to do that at Storm, I think, was important. And that's why I helped create that family and that bond that people saw, and that actually, the actual real, you know, life and friendships that grew from that.
Keep up to date with all of our latest news from Storm by visiting the website at surreystormnetball.co.uk.
The Surrey Storm podcast with Andy Lamb and Emily Nemeth.